The next found poem that I'm going to read to you is the work of E.F. Phillips, Ph.D., which shows you that a Ph.D. can write a notable poem. And it's from his classic work, The Treatment of Bee Diseases, a publication of the Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C. in 1911. I call attention to the date. It was a date in which William Carlos Williams had hardly written a poem. This is the treatment of bee diseases. The diseases of adult bees are but imperfectly known. At present, four are known to beekeepers by name. One, dysentery. Affects bees only in winter. After a good cleansing flight, the trouble usually disappears. But if the bees are unable to fly, they die in great numbers. Two, the so-called paralysis. Worker bees are seen crawling in front of the hive with their abdomens distended. Frequently, the bees so affected are almost hairless. The cause of this peculiar trouble is unknown, and no remedy can be recommended. Three, Isle of Wight disease. The Isle of Wight disease has recently decimated the adult bees on the Isle of Wight and is said to be spreading in England. So far as is known, no trouble of this kind has been experienced in America. Four, Spring Dwindling. Spring Dwindling is probably due to the fact that the colony goes into winter with too many old, worn-out bees. Dwindling may be diminished by keeping the colony warm so that all of the energy of the old bees may be used to the best advantage.